Welcome to Psych Revise, your go-to revision podcast for OCR GCSE psychology. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most fundamental topics in the entire specification, defining psychological problems. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final check before your exam, this episode will walk you through everything you need to know, clearly, confidently, and with the exam firmly in mind. So grab a pen, settle in, and let's get started. Let's begin with the absolute basics. And I mean the basics that examiners actually want to see you get right, because a surprising number of candidates trip up here. First things first, what is the difference between mental health and mental health problems? These two terms sound similar, but they are not the same thing, and mixing them up will cost you marks. Mental health refers to a state of well-being. It's about how we think, feel, and cope with everyday life. The World Health Organization defines it as a state in which every individual realizes their own potential, can cope with the normal stresses of life, can work productively, and is able to make a contribution to their community. So mental health is actually a positive thing. It's not just the absence of illness. Mental health problems, on the other hand, are conditions that significantly affect how a person thinks, feels, or behaves, and crucially, they interfere with daily functioning. Think of it this way. Everyone has mental health, just like everyone has physical health. But not everyone has a mental health problem, just as not everyone has a broken leg. Now, how do psychologists actually define what counts as a psychological problem? This is where it gets really interesting and really exam relevant. There are two main definitions you need to know inside out. The first is deviation from social norms. This definition says that a behavior is abnormal if it violates the accepted standards of behavior within a particular society or culture. Social norms are the unwritten rules about how people are expected to behave. When someone consistently breaks those rules in a way that causes concern, we might classify their behavior as a psychological problem. For example, if someone stands in the middle of a busy street shouting at people who aren't there, that violates social norms in most Western cultures. It's unusual, it's unexpected, and it causes concern. This could be a sign of a psychological problem, such as schizophrenia. But here's where you need to be really careful. And this is a classic exam trap. Social norms are not universal. They vary enormously between cultures and across time periods. What is considered normal in one culture may be considered abnormal in another. For instance, hearing the voices of deceased ancestors is considered a spiritual gift in some cultures, but might be diagnosed as a hallucination in a Western clinical setting. This is the concept of cultural relativity, and examiners absolutely love it. Historically, we can also see how norms change over time. Homosexuality was classified as a mental disorder in the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual until 1973. That tells us that the deviation from social norms definition is deeply subjective. It reflects the values of those in power at a particular time and place, not some objective truth about human psychology. So when you use this definition in an exam answer, always specify which culture or time period you're referring to. Don't just say, it deviates from social norms. Say, it deviates from the social norms of contemporary Western society. That's the kind of precision that earns marks. The second definition is dysfunction. This approach defines a psychological problem as one that significantly impairs a person's ability to function in daily life. This includes their ability to work, maintain relationships, look after themselves, and engage in normal social activities. The International Classification of Diseases, the ICD, published by the World Health Organization, uses dysfunction as a key criterion for diagnosing mental health conditions. The ICD-11 is the current version, and it's the classification system most relevant to OCR GCSE psychology. The dysfunction definition is considered more objective than the deviation from social norms approach because it focuses on measurable impairment rather than social judgment. However, it still has limitations. What counts as functional can vary between cultures and contexts. A subsistence farmer in rural Kenya and a corporate lawyer in London have very different functional demands, so the same level of impairment might be classified differently depending on context. Now let's move on to the two specific psychological problems you need to know in detail, schizophrenia and depression. Starting with schizophrenia, this is a psychotic disorder, and I want you to remember that word, psychotic. It means a break from reality. Schizophrenia is not a split personality. That is one of the most common misconceptions, and it will lose you marks if you write it in an exam. Split personality, or dissociative identity disorder, is a completely separate condition. Schizophrenia is characterized by two categories of symptoms, positive symptoms and negative symptoms. These terms can be confusing because positive doesn't mean good and negative doesn't mean bad. Instead, positive symptoms are things that are added to a person's experience, experiences they have that most people don't. Negative symptoms are things that are taken away, reductions in normal functioning. Positive symptoms of schizophrenia include hallucinations, perceiving things that aren't there, most commonly hearing voices. They also include delusions, fixed, false beliefs that are resistant to evidence, such as believing you are being persecuted or that you have special powers. Disorganized speech and thought disorder are also positive symptoms. The person's thinking becomes fragmented and difficult to follow. Negative symptoms include avolition, a severe lack of motivation or drive to do anything. They include alogia, also called speech poverty, a reduction in the amount or content of speech. Flat affect, reduced emotional expression, and social withdrawal are also key negative symptoms. For the ICD-11 diagnosis of schizophrenia, symptoms must be present for at least 1 month and must cause significant functional impairment. Candidates who reference the ICD criteria specifically will be rewarded in extended writing questions. Now let's look at depression. This is a mood disorder. It's about persistent, overwhelming low mood that goes far beyond normal sadness. Everyone feels sad sometimes. That's a normal human experience. Clinical depression is qualitatively different. It's more intense, it lasts longer, and it significantly impairs functioning. The clinical characteristics of depression can be divided into cognitive, emotional, and physical or behavioral symptoms. Cognitively, a person with depression experiences persistent negative thoughts about themselves, the world, and the future. This is sometimes called Beck's cognitive triad, which you may encounter in the treatment section of the specification. Hopelessness and difficulty concentrating are also cognitive features. Emotionally, the hallmark symptom is persistent low mood, feeling sad, empty, or hopeless for most of the day, nearly every day. Anhedonia is another crucial emotional symptom. This is the inability to feel pleasure in activities that used to be enjoyable. If someone used to love football or music and now feels nothing when they do those things, that's anhedonia. Physically and behaviorally, depression can cause sleep disturbances, either insomnia or sleeping too much. Psychomotor retardation, slowed movement and speech, is a significant physical symptom. Changes in appetite, fatigue, and in severe cases, thoughts of death or suicide are also features. For ICD-11 diagnosis, a depressive episode must last at least 2 weeks and must include either persistent low mood or anhedonia, plus at least 4 other symptoms from the list. This is the kind of specific detail that distinguishes a level 3 answer from a level 2 answer. Right, let's talk tactics. Here are the things that will make the biggest difference to your marks. Tip 1. Always distinguish between mental health and mental health problems in your answers. If a question asks you to explain what is meant by a mental health problem, don't just describe symptoms. Define it as a condition that significantly impairs functioning and contrast it with the positive state of mental well-being. Tip 2. When using the deviation from social norms definition, always contextualize it. Name the culture, name the time period. Examiners are specifically looking for evidence that you understand cultural relativity. A response that says, "This behavior deviates from social norms without any context," will be awarded fewer marks than one that says, "This behavior deviates from the social norms of contemporary Western society, though it may be considered normal in other cultural contexts." Tip 3. Never describe schizophrenia as a split personality. This is the single most common error in this topic, and it immediately signals to an examiner that you've misunderstood the condition. Schizophrenia is a psychotic disorder involving a break from reality, not a splitting of the personality into multiple identities. Tip 4. For scenario questions, where you're given a description of a character and asked to identify their condition, always quote directly from the text. Don't just say, "This person has depression." Say the text states that Kai has felt persistently low for 3 weeks and no longer enjoys activities he used to love, which are consistent with the ICD criteria for a depressive episode, specifically persistent low mood and anhedonia. Tip 5. For 13 mark discuss questions, you need a balanced argument. Present the definition or theory, then critique it. Use the phrase "however" to signal your evaluation. For example, the dysfunction definition is useful because it focuses on measurable impairment rather than social judgment. However, it is limited because what counts as functional varies between cultures, meaning the same level of impairment might be classified differently depending on context. Tip 6. know the impact of mental health problems on individuals and society. The McColl Report is a key reference here. It highlighted the significant economic burden of mental health problems in the UK, including lost productivity, healthcare costs, and welfare expenditure. Mental health problems are estimated to cost the UK economy over £100 billion per year. This kind of specific statistic will elevate your extended writing. Time for a quickfire quiz. I'll ask the question, give you 3 seconds to think, then give you the answer. Question 1. What is the key difference between mental health and mental health problems? Mental health is a positive state of well-being. Mental health problems are conditions that significantly impair functioning. Question 2. Name 2 positive symptoms of schizophrenia: hallucinations and delusions. Question 3. Name 2 negative symptoms of schizophrenia: avolition, analogia, or speech poverty. Question 4. What is anhedonia? The inability to feel pleasure in activities that were previously enjoyable, a key symptom of depression. Question 5. What does cultural relativity mean in the context of defining psychological problems? It means that what is considered abnormal varies between cultures and time periods, which limits the validity of definitions based on social norms. Question 6. What classification system does the OCR specification reference for diagnosing psychological problems? The International Classification of Diseases, the ICD, specifically ICD-11. Question 7. How long must symptoms be present for a diagnosis of schizophrenia according to ICD-11? At least 1 month. Question 8. What is the minimum duration for a depressive episode according to ICD-11? At least 2 weeks. Let's bring it all together. Today we've covered the essential distinction between mental health and mental health problems, the two key definitions, deviation from social norms and dysfunction, and why cultural relativity matters for both. We've gone through the clinical characteristics of schizophrenia, including positive and negative symptoms, and depression, including cognitive, emotional, and physical features. And we've looked at how to apply this knowledge in the exam, from scenario questions to extended writing. The 3 things I want you to walk away remembering are: 1. Schizophrenia is a psychotic disorder, not a split personality. 2. Always contextualize social norms with a specific culture and time period. 3. Use ICD criteria when diagnosing. It's what the MARC scheme rewards. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and remember, every mark you earn is a mark well deserved. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode of Psych Revise.